welcome to this month's Life Notes, which move you one book closer to living 12 category smart. This is Jessie Colhagen, and you're listening to The Life Note, The Road to Character, by David Brooks and summarized by Marcia Joseph. As always, we'll begin with a quote. All human beings seek to lead lives not just of pleasure, but of purpose, righteousness, and virtue. End quote. The Road to Character is a unique and compelling book. Author David Brooks gives us the opportunity to examine our own character by sharing examples of inspiring individuals and leaders who conquered challenges by tapping into the best within themselves. This book challenges us to think not only about what we want from life, but also what life is asking of us. It tackles topics such as self-mastery, overcoming struggle, self-examination, dignity and love, and provides insights and examples in each of these and other areas as we seek to shape our own character. David Brooks is a leading writer and commentator. His work includes writing op-ed columns for the New York Times, appearing on PBS NewsHour and Meet the Press, and authoring numerous books, including several bestsellers. His work is interesting, thought-provoking, and timely. If you're ready to get inspired to shape your own character in the best possible way, The Road to Character will be a great resource for you. Let's get started with the first big thought. Resume virtues versus eulogy virtues. What really matters? Quote, recently I've been thinking about the difference between the resume virtues and the eulogy virtues. The resume virtues are the ones you list on your resume, the skills that you bring to the job market and that contribute to external success. The eulogy virtues are deeper. They're the values that get talked about at your funeral, the ones that exist at the core of your being. Whether you're kind, brave, honest, or faithful, what kind of relationships you formed. End quote. Brooks suggests to focus your life on the things that really matter and to build the character traits that loved ones will talk about in your eulogy. But instead, it's quite easy to get caught up in the day-to-day. Getting the college degree, getting your first job, climbing the career ladder, building your own business, buying a house, building a nest egg, there's one thing after the other to strive towards. Gathering all of those certificates and degrees and financial rewards and other accomplishments, your head might be spinning after all that, but your resume is sure going to look amazing. But what will your eulogy say? Were you kind? Did you touch others around you in a positive way? Did you set a great example for your kids? Did you love deeply? Were you the kind of friend that your friends could call in the middle of the night? Did you pursue your passions? Were you courageous? David Brooks notes that, quote, most of us have clearer strategies for how to achieve career success than we do for how to develop a profound character, end quote. This concept of resume versus eulogy virtues is an extra filter that you can use as you consider how you want to shape your character in the months and years to come. Most people don't think deeply about their own character and how they want to proactively shape it. Don't be like most people. Figure out what really matters. Be deliberate about shaping your character. End up with a eulogy that would make you proud, knowing that you gave this life the very best version of you. The next big thought, Adam 1 versus Adam 2, our dual-sided nature. Quote, while Adam 1 wants to conquer the world, Adam 2 wants to obey a calling to serve the world. End quote. Brooks introduces The Road to Character with a discussion about the concept of Adam 1 versus Adam 2. This idea stems from a book called Lonely Man of Faith. In that book, it was suggested that there are two accounts of creation in Genesis and argued that these represent the two opposing sides of our nature, which he called Adam 1 and Adam 2. So what are some of those differences? Quote, Adam 1 wants to build, create, produce, and discover things. He wants to have high status and produce victories. Adam 2 wants to have a serene inner character, a quiet but solid sense of right and wrong, not only to do good, but to be good. End quote. Adam 1 is more about self-interest. He's out there making things happen, impressing the world, driving economic value. Adam 2, on the other hand, is driven not by self-interest, but rather by serving others. He believes, quote, you have to give to receive. You have to surrender to something outside yourself to gain strength within yourself." End quote. This is an interesting idea, this dual-sided nature that we each have and finding the right balance between the two. In today's world, it seems that Adam 2 might be getting lost as we focus on Adam 1. We're pushing to get to the top rung of the ladder without even thinking about the type of person we're becoming as we climb that ladder. Are you driving so hard to produce victories that you're becoming someone you don't want to be? And what's the point of those victories if you can no longer look in the mirror and like the person you are? Step back and consider the Adam 1 and Adam 2 within yourself and find the right balance between these two important sides of your nature. The next big thought, the U-shape, advance, retreat, advance. Quote, "The struggle against weakness often has a U-shape. You're living your life, and then you get knocked off course, either by an overwhelming love or by failure, illness, loss of employment, or twist of fate. The shape is advance, retreat, advance." End quote. This idea of a U-shape is an interesting concept because it reminds us that life isn't simply a straight line up the mountain to the peak. Sometimes we get knocked off course. We have to retreat a bit and try again. Or maybe we have to try a completely different route. Advance, retreat, advance. In The Road to Character, David Brooks tells stories about different leaders or inspiring people who seem to all face this U-shape as they go about their lives. According to Brooks, quote, "The people in this book led diverse lives. Each one of them exemplifies one of the activities that lead to character. But there's one pattern that recurs. They had to go down to go up. They had to descend into the valley of humility to climb to the heights of character." End quote. What's particularly intriguing about this insight is the recognition of how common it is to each of our stories. Life is a series of ups and downs and of U-shapes. We hit a rough patch and we feel like we'll never get out of the bottom of that U-shape, but then we prevail. We muster our strength and determination, or more likely, as Brooks points out, we find our humility. Perhaps we realize that struggling alone is not going to get us out of the mess. We need to check our ego at the door and ask for some help. We learn, we grow, and we build our character in new ways. Whatever our method, this is part of the process of going through the full U-shape. It's completely natural, and it changes us in a healthy way. We build resilience. Just like a roller coaster that takes us on sometimes terrifying downward curves, if we can survive those, and we always do, then we're soon climbing back up again, enjoying the rest of the ride and feeling proud that we conquered it. The next big thought, your vocation. What is life asking of you? Quote, "A vocation is not found by looking within and finding your passion. It's found by looking without and asking what life is asking of us." End quote. Brooks explores the differences between pursuing a career versus a vocation. Today it's common to be very career-focused, which is inherently focused on the self. Quote, "A person choosing a career is looking for something that will provide financial and psychological benefits. If your job or career isn't working for you, you choose a different one." End quote. A vocation, on the other hand, is something that chooses you. You feel compelled that you must pursue it. It's a calling. Perhaps you're an artist or a writer who feels that there's just no possible way to keep your creative expressions bottled up inside of you. Or maybe you're a doctor who feels absolutely called to help others to stay or get healthy. There are endless possibilities, but the point is, there's a clear voice inside of you telling you that you must pursue this vocation. And it might not always be fun and pleasant, this vocation of yours. There might be tremendous struggle, and it may feel painful at times. But this is when you dig deep. Quote, "She molds herself to the task at hand," end quote. While it might be challenging, there are intrinsic rewards. People with a vocation, quote, "feel the joy of having their values in deep harmony with their behavior," end quote. It feels good to be pursuing work that is in alignment with your values. And of course, it feels terrible when you're not doing that. So what is life asking of you? What do you feel called to do? What does that little voice in your head keep saying to you? Pay attention to that voice. In it, you're likely to find the clues that will ensure that your work is truly aligned with your purpose and your core values. The next big thought, the big me, how but not why. Quote, to live a decent life, to build up the soul, it's probably necessary to declare that the forces that encourage the big me, while necessary and liberating in many ways, have gone too far. We are out of balance. It's probably necessary to have one foot in the world of achievement, but another foot in a counterculture that is in tension with the achievement ethos. End quote. One theme in The Road to Character is the consideration of humility, and how the virtue of humility has seemingly decreased in importance for people over time. The spark of the idea for this book actually came to the author through the juxtaposition of two events within a short period of time that illustrated the difference in humility from a different era versus now. In one, he listened to a program about the end of World War II and the humility that was expressed in acknowledging the victory of the war. In another event, he watched a football game, after which he noted, quote, it occurred to me that I had just watched more self-celebration after a 2-yard gain than I had heard after the United States won World War II. End quote. The shift, then, has been to where we are now, which he sums up as, recognize my accomplishments, I'm pretty special. Our society has shifted towards self-celebration and the self as the center of the world, while humility has taken a back seat. Is this wrong? It's not necessarily wrong to celebrate yourself or to have high self-esteem. These are good things. But when the focus is only about me, 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 a whole other set of virtues can get left behind. In fact, Brooks argues that as a result, we can develop an imbalance between the exterior version of ourselves and the internal version. He comments, quote, it encourages people to become approval-seeking machines, to measure their lives by external praise. If people like you and accord you status, then you must be doing something right. End quote. So be careful of going too far with the big me. As you seek to build your character and to find a deeper meaning and purpose in life, don't let your external approval-seeking self drown out your focus on your intrinsic values. There's a great lesson here that merits some further exploration. Is it time for you to dial back your approval-seeking self? Consider this as you explore the character section of your life book this month, and you'll find more great content around this idea in The Road to Character to help inform and inspire you. The final big thought, the humility code, serving a larger purpose. Quote, in the struggle against your own weakness, humility is the greatest virtue. End quote. Through his portrayal of a series of strong characters in case studies throughout the book, Brooks gives us a badly needed window into some other virtues that we ought to more closely consider as we seek to strengthen our own character. At the end of the book, Brooks captures the lessons into what he calls the humility code. These summarize some key pieces of advice as food for thought for your own character building. Here are just a few snippets from our favorite parts of that code. Quote, humility reminds you that you are not the center of the universe, but you serve a larger order. Character is built in the course of your inner confrontation. Character is a set of dispositions, desires, and habits that are slowly engraved during the struggle against your own weakness. Defeating weakness often means quieting the self. Only by quieting the self, by muting the sound of your own ego, can you see the world clearly. End quote. It's unusual to find a book that deliberately asks you to consider and refine the key elements of your character. That's what makes this book so unique and special. Take yourself out of your day-to-day and step back to look at the larger vision of not just what you want to do with your life, but of who you want to be and how you can best serve others. The Road to Character will help inform you to create a vision of your own character and as you move forward in making that a reality. How do you want to deliberately shape your character to become the best version of yourself and to uniquely use your gifts to serve the world? You're 100% in control of how you show up every day and the type of person that you will become in the future. Consider bringing The Road to Character with you as a resource as you move along in your journey. We hope you found this life note insightful. Thank you so much for listening in. We look forward to sharing more wisdom with you again soon. And until next time, here's to moving one book closer to living 12 Category Smart.